Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Forged in the crucible of Cold War, NATO today is in alliance with neither an enemy nor a clear mission. At the Rome summit of NATO leaders, President Bush reportedly voiced concerns today about a proposed joint European army. Rob Armstrong has more.
The lion's share of the NATO summit is more for show than for substance. The joint communique, largely worked out before Secretary General Manfred Werner called the meeting to order and delivered his opening statement.
Our generation has a unique opportunity to build a new Europe, whole and free.
At a photo opportunity before breakfast with British Prime Minister John Major, President Bush reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO.
We're going to have a sufficient force to take care of our obligation and our own national security interests. And one of those fundamental national security interests is a vigorous participation in NATO.
The U.S. hopes to use the summit as a vehicle to urge central control of nuclear weapons in the new Soviet Union. And a senior administration official says language to that effect will be part of the joint communique, though the exact wording is still being finalized. That communique will also contain an invitation for the Soviets to take part in regular consultations with NATO and will also discuss trade and economic issues. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, with the president in Rome.
In Moscow's Red Square today, a sound of the times. A rock fan's gulag blaster, not a Red Army band, supplied the music for this year's Revolution Day. With the Communist Party now banned, there was no military parade, only a march of some 5,000 diehard party loyalists to Red Square, where they were met by a few hundred anti-communists. In St. Petersburg, where the 1917 revolution was launched, tens of thousands of people rallied, most of them anti-communists. The Soviet news agency TASS reports the bread crisis sweeping parts of the country has reached a critical stage in Moscow, with real shortages made worse by panic buying. The Soviet Union has the world's biggest oil reserves, but in Kharkovsk, in the Soviet Far East, a fuel crisis has forced people to wait for days to fly to Moscow and other cities. Angry passengers finally blockaded the runway until the military stepped in this morning. The New York Times reports a private Soviet company has opened shop in Moscow offering a unique service. It is marketing underground nuclear explosions to dispose of toxic waste, either in the Soviet Union or elsewhere. The Times said some Western experts were startled at that concept, saying such blasts could damage the environment and that nuclear devices could fall into the wrong hands. Other experts, though, were intrigued. The magnitude of Tuesday's mudslides and flash floods in the Philippines is growing, with more than 3,400 now known dead and another 2,000 missing. Maggie Sterner has more on this latest Philippine disaster.
Bulldozers plowed the mud-filled streets of Ormoc today. The cleanup has begun in this small coastal town on the island of Leyte. Rains from Tropical Storm Selma triggered killer mudslides. Nearby mountains had been nearly stripped bare of trees by illegal loggers. When the rain came, there was nothing to stop the mud from pouring into Ormoc. When it was over, dead bodies littered nearly every street in the town. Most will be buried in mass graves. The sun shone on Ormoc today. People took the first steps toward digging out from under the mud and digging graves to bury their dead. Maggie Sterner for CBS News, Manila.
In Tenerife, the Canary Islands, the body of British press tycoon Robert Maxwell has been embalmed for burial, planned for Sunday in Israel. But as Barry Peterson reports, doubts have arisen over the Spanish coroner's finding that Maxwell died of natural causes and fell off his yacht.
Robert Maxwell's death, as was his life, remains a source of controversy and mystery. The New York Times reports today that Maxwell's family is hiring investigators to check out crew members on his luxury yacht. But a family spokesman in London was a good deal less forthcoming. While not exactly denying the report, he said the family is reportedly satisfied with the job done by local authorities. Maxwell died Tuesday while cruising on his yacht in the Canary Islands, the body later found floating at sea. Preliminary autopsy results show he was dead before he fell into the water, perhaps from a stroke or heart attack. But some question how he could fall into the water from a yacht with high railings designed to prevent just such a possibility. Meanwhile, authorities sent vital organs, such as the lungs, to forensic experts at Oxford for further examination. The final results not expected for several days. Plenty of time for yet more speculation about how and why he died. Barry Peterson, CBS News, London.
In the West Palm Beach rape trial of William Kennedy Smith, Circuit Judge Mary Lupo this morning rejected defense demands to ban TV cameras from the courtroom. but she did agree to withhold the names of potential jurors as they are questioned. This after 78-year-old prospective juror Florence Orbach complained that after her interview was televised, she received numerous calls at home, including one from the syndicated tabloid TV show Hard Copy, which offered her a gift. Judge Lupo ordered an investigation of that Hard Copy call, as requested by defense attorney Roy Black.
We have spent a lot of time and effort in jury selection. It's been long, difficult, and tedious, and very intrusive in people's lives. To have a few irresponsible people to call up and contact jurors, I think, is really outrageous.
Judge Lupo warned today that she would yank the credentials of unscrupulous reporters. In Louisiana, former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, the Republican candidate, attacked President Bush as disloyal to the GOP for supporting his Democratic opponent Edwin Edwards in the gubernatorial runoff. In a debate last night on Louisiana public television, Duke repudiated his Klan and Nazi past.
Of course I apologize for things that I've said that have been intolerant and improper.
Do you repudiate the Klan
and
the neo-Nazi?
And I do repudiate
the
Klan. Any other racist organization or intolerant organization that exists in the state or this country. I think we've all got to work together.
But that wasn't good enough for Democrat Edwards.
Mr. Duke has given us 20 years of hate and hurt. If he's really reformed, let him go back into the community and give us 20 years of healing and health. Then come back and ask to be governor.
The voters will decide a week from Saturday. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas reportedly is considering withdrawing from a key desegregation case next week because of comments he may have made on the case while he headed the Civil Rights Office at the Department of Education. The Detroit News says Thomas has written the Justice Department asking it to review its files on the issue of Mississippi's segregated college system. The Los Angeles City Council has agreed to pay more than $7 million to settle a dozen police misconduct cases, including a record $5.5 million to an Hispanic man crippled by a policeman's bullet. A house fire this morning in Berkeley, California, raised concerns because it's near some dry grass in the same area as the $5 billion inferno 2 weeks ago. Two grass fires are also reported in Oakland. That fire, we're now told, is under control. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dan Rostenkowski today offers his own tax cut plan. Like that put forward yesterday by Senator Lloyd Benson, it benefits middle-income families at the expense of upper-income people. A Senate vote is expected today on overturning the administration's controversial gag rule policy that bars federally financed family planning clinics from providing abortion information. A House vote yesterday fell short of the two-thirds margin needed to override a presidential veto. Overseas, the dollar is lower. The London gold fixing is $355.30 an ounce, up nearly a dollar. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down a fraction at 3038.23. It's 7:10.